cool when a particular media or audio-video format has a way of introducing itself. And a lot of the things on my channel are, some of the things I found over the years are taken from demonstration medium. So whether it's a Laserdisc telling you about Laserdisc, or it's a DVD that's actually touting how good DVD is. Well, Norelco was the original brand that brought the cassette to the United States under the parent company of Philips. And Norelco introduced the music cassette in 1966. And what I have here and what I found is a demonstration cassette from 1967. And I'm going to play you some selections from it simply because the person who owned it didn't leave it in its original content. But the songs that are on it, I used the little feature that's built into Siri, which is used to determine the names of songs, and she was able to recognize the music that was on here. So I could verify that it was, in fact, the material that's on the cassette. But over the years, cassette has made some incarnations, different incarnations, and done so with improvements in the process. So originally, Norelco Philips introduced the cassette in the United States as a dictation format, a way to record your own voice and for somebody else to type what you wrote, or to send messages or make voice recordings. And in, like I said, 1966, they decided to introduce the music cassette, which was the compact cassette and the pre-recorded music format. They wanted cassettes to be taken seriously as a music format, and that is what this demonstration tape here attempted to do. I love the very simple labeling there, just almost like a strip of tape with some labeling on it. As time went on, though, the cassette made some improvements, and the cassette.
According to the Recording Industry Association of America, there have been approximately 7 billion pre-recorded cassette tapes sold in the United States, and Discogs has cataloged over 1.2 million titles on cassette. Only had a rated frequency response of 60 to 10,000 Hertz. When I'm playing this tape, it does show some activity at 31 and 16,000 Hertz. So the quality of the recording on the tape exceeds the quality of the playback equipment that was available at the time when it was new. And judging by the amount of wear on the cassette shell, I think the original owner may have enjoyed playing this many times. So there are some audible dropouts in the first minute or two of the tape, but after then it clears up and it sounds fine. So here we go with the very first stereo music cassette demonstration tape from 1967. I will be uploading this to my music channel with just the music, and I'll include a link to that in the description.